This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 11 after the hour. Onshore winds to continue. A warm-up arrives midweek, and it's going to be May on Wednesday. And as we flip the calendar to the new month, we have got a whole lot of stuff happening. Multiple ways to celebrate the warmer weather, and of course, to celebrate Mom with the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. Our buddy Curtis Dvorak with the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens is here. You've got like three different awesome ways that in May we can just take in everything that the Zoo and Gardens has to offer, man.
That's right. That's right, brother. Good morning. And I do love the nod there. I don't know if anybody else picked it up to Justin Timberlake. I expect to hear you singing it on Wednesday.
Wednesday morning. Absolutely. Tune in bright and early. It'll be the latest hit.
It's gonna be May. Yeah, I got that one. We used to do that all the time. Mother's Day coming up, and it's also Botanical Bash at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, along with Art in the Garden. Right now, started in early April, it was Botanical Bash, and because if you come out to the zoo in the month of April and May, you're going to see a kaleidoscope of colors. Everything starts blooming. Everything starts popping. So it's a beautiful time to come out to the zoo and experience our unbelievable botanical gardens. So we're celebrating those all month long with Botanical Bash. But Mother's Day, of course, is coming up, and we have Mother's Day brunch at the zoo that is also happening at the same time as Art in the Garden. Art in the Garden is happening on Saturday and Sunday of Mother's Day weekend. I believe the 11th and 12th or 12th
mm-hmm.
and 13th. Yep. And you will have local art vendors there selling their creations. And the Mother's Day brunch at the zoo is at the main camp upstairs. It's a beautiful spread. So bring Mom to Mother's Day brunch, bring the kids, and then take her out into the zoo and tell her her gift is out there amongst all the art vendors.
That is cool. And it's not like I love the food, Manny, by the way, as I'm looking it over. This isn't like hot dogs and hamburgers. Like, this is truly a great brunch opportunity.
Oh, yeah. You got it right there in front of you. Read off some of it.
I've got raspberries against the decadent. Looks like waffles that I'm seeing there. What else is standing out to you? That looks like the winner for me. The ham bar. Carving station.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a full spread. This isn't, like you said, this isn't just, hey, come out and have, you know, a little snack. This is a full spread for Mother's Day brunch. And we're going to have a good time out there, but the Art in the Garden part of it is a really cool combination, because a lot of guys out there, I'm not going to say who, but sometimes they wait until the last minute, you know, maybe to get a gift for Mom. Well, here's one way you can wrap it all up in one package. Get her brunch and get her an amazing piece of art from one of our local art vendors that'll be out there in the zoo.
And is that an additional ticket, or is it just admission, members and non-members and children?
No, so you go to jacksonvillezoo.org. You can get your tickets there for the Mother's Day brunch at the zoo. And that ticket includes your brunch and includes your admission to the zoo. Art in the Garden, you just do your general admission ticket. You know, if you're not going to Mother's Day brunch at the zoo, just come on out to the JZG on that weekend, and your ticket, you know, includes obviously Art in the Garden, because the artists will be set up all over the place.
Awesome. The other thing that's coming later in the month, making another return, and I saw this on a couple of billboards, I think, over the last couple of weeks, is Illuminites and the Summer Spectacle. That gets going later in May. By the time we get into late May, man, it is really starting to get hot, and we're into Memorial Day.
Exactly. Yeah, you hit it on the head. Illuminites is back. Everybody loves it. It's a beautiful time to come out to the zoo, because again, yeah, we start to, the temperatures start to kick up a little bit, so it starts to get a little toasty out there. And if you're wanting to come out and enjoy the zoo, Illuminites is a really cool opportunity to come out there, because it, you know, similar to it's different than Colors of the Wild, which if you saw that through the holiday season. That was huge silk lanterns, but Illuminites is all kinds of beautiful lights all throughout the zoo, highlighting once again our amazing gardens. And so it's, you know, come see the zoo in a whole new light out there at night. So, again, all those tickets and information for that is jacksonvillezoo.org as well.
The sounds of spring, I can hear them in the air with whatever birds are right behind you there, Curtis.
Yeah, I'm actually out here. I'm out here at Hanna Park. Got the family out here. We're camping out here for a couple weeks. So I'm you know, we're doing the temporary beach house for a couple weeks.
Where
we bring
the
RV out to Hanna Park, and then we bounce back and forth from the house. And hey, I don't have to take vacation days. I'm still able to go to work and enjoy. Again, I'm a big fan of nature. So if you haven't been out to Hanna Park, the Hanna Park campground is also a hidden gem on our first coast here.
Absolutely. Do a staycation. I love it. I did a 5K out there back in the late fall, and the trails back in Hanna Park are just lovely to see, and so much to see and enjoy at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, from the Mother's Day brunch to all of the events that we're talking about with Curtis, the Botanical Bash. Even for birthday parties or other events, you can head to jacksonvillezoo.org and connect with the great folks at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. We don't often think about the gardens. We think about the zoo and the animals, but the botanical gardens are just out of this world. Incredible May events coming up at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. Curtis, we'll talk again next month, brother. Appreciate it.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.